Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, Kakahiaka, and welcome to the Crystal and Kaiivi talk story at 9 a.m. high time, which is Hawaii time. Today, Kaiivi's not going to be with us, and if y'all can send out some loving prayers and some healing his direction, he's got an appointment this morning with the doctor, so praying that everything goes well. My name is Crystal Kia Paul, and I'm one of the co-hosts, and Kaiivi Ahi is my co-host, and this is a Hawaiian spirituality show. We talk about trusting Keakua, which is trusting God, trust your na'a, which is trusting your inner guidance system, your gut, that gut instinct. We also talk about Lomi Lomi, Hawaiian values, Ho'oponopono, and many other topics. This week's topic is about building community and building relationships. We all, you know, want to do a better job of being part of the village, and so that's why we selected the topic for this week. And as most of our listeners know, we always start our show off with a pule, which is prayer. So if you'll just bear with me a moment, because Kaiivi is the one that normally does our prayer for us every week. So, mahalo te akua, mahalo na amakua, mahalo na kapuna. Thank you, God, ancestors, spirit guides, for bringing us this beautiful day that we're all a part of and we all can change and make a difference. I am so grateful for each and every one of our listeners and our replay listeners that join us each and every week to share their mana'o and to gain some information from our mana'o. And we ask that you open up this space so that way everyone that participates know that it's in a loving space and that we're all here to work together to build a stronger unity in community and relationships. Mahalo, mahalo, mahalo. So, and we're on an hour early if you're on the continent, such as myself. Kaiivi is in Hawaii, and Hawaii and Arizona do not participate in the daylight savings time, so they don't get to do the flippity-flop of an hour forward and an hour back, and my husband cracks up at me because I always forget which direction it's supposed to go into. Excuse me, lost my train of thought, one of those days. Today's been a great morning for me here in North Texas. I have been running around chasing my community of chickens. They decided to get into my neighbor's lot and could not figure out how to get home last night. So I had to go over to my neighbor's 3-acre lot and chase chickens this morning. So that's one way of building community. In building our community and relationships, in ancient times, we all lived in Hawaii. We lived, you know, by a simple system. It was the Ahupua'a system. And the Ahupua'a system went from the ocean to the mountaintop. And so the islands are, for example, Hawaii Island has 9 different sections now, but there were several Ahupua'as in the different sections that they've got it as districts. When we're building community and building relationships, you know, we're accustomed to being with people that we're comfortable with. And we have to change that because each of us have value and each of us have something to offer. So if we're only hanging out with the same kind of people, then we're not actually out there building relationships or building community, you know, same kind of like-minded people. You know, we have to have a variety of community participants in our group because, you know, we all can't be kings or all queens. You know, we all have a job and purpose that we have to serve. And now I remember where I was at. Talking about the flip-flop on the time change. Sorry, going to flip right back to that really quickly. So we're on an hour earlier on the continent, and I'm not sure if Europe participates in the daylight savings time thing like we do or not, but that's where we're at today, is 1 hour earlier. So this morning I'm running around chasing chickens and, you know, trying to get back inside my house before 1 o'clock Central, because I've been enjoying 2 o'clock Central for the last 8 or 9 months, however long it lasts, daylight savings. Well, since February, since we started the show. Okay, stop and breathe. So how do we build community? How do we build connections? How do we build relationships? You know, yep, and I'm saying, you know, so my friend Fran's going to probably message me. Well, there's not an easy answer for it, you know. And the reason there's not an easy answer for it is because we're all different. We all have different personalities. Some of us are real type, what they call type A, real strong. And then we have some of us that are really a soft person that goes along with the flow. So what do you do? Sometimes what we have to do is build the community within ourselves first. That's a must, because we have to do the self-love, the self-care to make us strong, and we can figure out what direction we want to go in. I know in the holistic metaphysical community, many of us prefer saying, oh, well, you know, I like using my right brain. Well, hello, what are you doing with your left brain? You have to work both sides of your brain. Working both sides of your brain is not a bad thing. It's a really good thing. Our ancestors and our previous light beings used all of their brain, the frontal lobe, the, you know, the two big sides, the left and the right, because they used all of it to include people, to have that unity, to bring people together. So if you start with yourself and imagine that you're the tree in the forest, and so you're sharing space with other trees in the forest, and then you're going to be having your branches just branch out and connect, make the different connection with other people in your community. You know, for example, if you want to go to the grocery store and buy things, you have to interact with the cashier unless you scan all your groceries by yourself. But most of the time when you go to a grocery store, you're not in the store by yourself. You're in there with other people. So that is still part of your community, even though you don't know them. Now, if you're in Denton, Texas, where I'm at, do not be surprised if I come up to you and ask you, hey, is that any good? I've been wanting to try that, but I'm not sure if I would like it or if my husband would like it. And I am that bold and that straightforward. I recently met a cheerleading teacher for one of the high schools over roses. I was looking at the roses that they discount at Kroger's, and because I wanted roses, but I didn't necessarily want a full price, but they do have the discounted roses that are a little bit more open, and to me that's where all the flavor's at, because you can get the smell-o-vision and smell them. And she was looking, and this lady was looking for them too. And we started talking about Oprah's challenge years ago, the one that, you know, do a random act of kindness every day, as opposed to just during Thanksgiving or the month of November. And I was explaining to her, she goes, I don't think I saw that episode. So I explained to her that, you know, just do a random act of kindness. And when I was in Vegas that year, my husband and my brother-in-law were irritated at me because I kept taking pictures for people that were on vacation. You know, how many times do you go on vacation and you only have a picture of yourself because your mate is the one that had to take it of you? There's very few pictures, unless you're at a restaurant where you ask the server, can you please take a picture of me? So that was my random act of kindness while I was in Vegas that year. And my husband's a jokester, and he would go, run with the camera, honey, and freak the people out. And I'm just rolling laughing because I know that's not how my husband is, but he just liked that shock value. And, of course, I'm snapping pictures as they're freaking out. But that's all in the moment, you know. So in that year, I was building community by helping people take pictures of themselves while they were on vacation. You know, my random act of kindness. So back to the cheerleading coach. She and I were talking, and that year I happened to be in a Walmart doing some work for Walmart, and they had their roses discounted for $5 a dozen. So I bought all of the roses they had, and I think there was maybe 7 dozen. So it wasn't about the money. It was about the experience. And what I did is I went to my car, snipped off all the thorns off the stems, and I had paper towels in my car, and I wet the paper towels, just damp, so that way the flower would stay nice. I gave the flowers away to senior citizen women. Our generation, you know, I'm in the hippie generation from the, 60s through 70s. I was born in 62. We don't know about giving flowers like my parents' generation or the generation before. So that's why I was choosing the elder ladies to give the flowers to. And so I was just passing, hey, have a great day. You know, just wanted to share some love. And people were asking me how much for the flowers. No, thank you. I don't want them. Because they were thinking there was a catch. Really shame to think that nowadays there's a catch to give away flowers. And, I'm telling them, no, this is my random act of kindness for today, is to give these roses away. As I'm, as I'm passing the roses out, I'm getting thank you. I'm also getting thank you, that was so sweet. Wow, this rose smells really pretty. Just various positive comments as well. The one that hit me the hardest, and as I'm leaving the store, is the one that I gave the last rose to. It was a mother and a daughter, and the mother, senior citizenship, upwards of 67 years old, I'm not sure. As I'm walking out, they're sitting down because the mom needed to take a break from walking in from the parking lot. I hand her the rose, and I said, here, just wanted to share a rose with you today. Have a beautiful day. And I head out to my van. The daughter chases me down a few minutes later and tells me, I want to thank you for giving my mom that rose. And I said, sure. I explained to her the random act of kindness, and the rose was that day's random act of kindness. And she said, I did not know that the flowers my mother had in our house on Friday came from my dad. I guess I was just oblivious to that. But my dad brought her flowers every Friday when he got paid, and told me just now that she hadn't gotten any flowers since my dad died. And he's been gone for a lot of years. And I just want you to know that I'm going to change that, that she is going to get flowers more often now because of what you did, and that how much it meant to her. And yes, I'm getting emotional because it was emotional for me to hear that. And I've always given my mom flowers or plants. My mother has an extremely green thumb. And so the act of just doing the kindness, also helped to build a stronger relationship for that mother and daughter. So you never know what your expanse, what your branch is going to do for the community. So any other day of the week, I probably wouldn't have ever talked to them. They don't necessarily seem like the people that I normally run around with. We all have our group of friends that, we do things with. Then you have, my husband and I have a different set of friends, our couple friends that we do things with. And so, so you get comfortable with your situation and being around certain kind of people. But because I took a chance on practicing random act of kindness, I made a difference in the older lady's life, as well as their daughters. You know, and so when we're building community, we have to step out of ourselves. You know, we're not meant to be alone. We're meant to be with other people. And for me, I love networking with different people, you know, from all walks of life. My blessing and my curse, for those of you guys that know, being in a military family, you have no choice but to learn how to get friendly, get to know people, because you're moving bases every 2 to 4 years, sometimes every 3 years. I've had friends that, depending on what their dad did, they were moving every year. So you got good at going, hi, my name is Crystal, and we just moved here from, you know. And a lot of my military friends will tell, you know, you're forced into a certain lifestyle of being more extroverted than you want to be. And it was very difficult if you were shy, because that really wasn't accepted as a military lifestyle. So, you know, good and bad about the military, is one thing. But for me, it helped me stay more open, more wanting to learn about different cultures, different customs, and Lord, different food. There is nothing better than good food from people's homes. I mean, I know how to eat pretty much anything and everything because of my upbringing in the military family. I mean, we had friends that were from all walks of life. You know, we were stationed in different places. So we were able to experience a multitude of foods and cultures. And I'm telling you, yes, I love food. I admit it, I am a foodie. And you should be too, because there are some really great foods out there. And then, of course, there's some that I don't care for, but they're still great, you know. Oh, yeah, I said it again. Fran, I know you're going to get me for it. Excuse me. But as we learn to build community and to recognize that each of us have a gift and that we all have something to contribute and to share with one another, then that's when we stronger, because we're coming together. You know, we don't have to agree about everything, but if we want to build a playground, we all have to get together. Somebody has to know what kind of wood to buy, what kind of nails and screws, and what kind of swings, so that way the kiddos don't hurt themselves. So we all have purpose. You know, I love painting. That's, you know, I am not good with a hammer. My husband says I choke the heck out of it. And but that's how I learned how to hit a hammer, is because of watching my mother, not watching my dad. My dad was always out in the field, and I watched my dad dismantle houses before. Him and my uncle used to tear down old houses, so I know how to yank nails out. But as far as watching somebody to actual, I didn't learn that. You know, my mother always choked on the hammer, you know, held it up close to the head, so is what we're calling choking a hammer. But when I lived in Hawaii in Kona, they had a playground that needed to be built by volunteers. And my husband and I went, you know, with our tools. You know, I made him go buy me my own hammer. I was so proud. And we all came together as a community to build the playground for the kiddos. And so it's the same thing. You know, we just all have to come together in the thought process of working as a community, and you know, like I said, you start with yourself. You're the tree, you expand your branches out. You want to learn something, you go to, you know, most people go, well, I'll just go take a class on it. But sometimes it's a lot easier if you, you know, meet somebody that knows how to do it already, so they can tell you, hey, let me show you a lot faster, easier way to do that. Then, you know, most of us remember long division, but if you could do it in your head quickly, why not, right? So, you know, that's the bonus of having a community and building members and friends of both sides of the brain, the left brainers and the right brainers. There's a fantastic website called meetup.com. It helps you to develop relationships and go to meetings with people that you may know and then people you may not know. I'm here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I'm a member of a bunch of them, you know, but mine doesn't make any rhyme or reason sense as to which community groups I belong to on my meetup. It's because whoever wrote about their meetup made it sound so interesting. It was like, oh, well, let me go see what this is about. And so off I go to the meetup, and I've met some really cool people there. I've had some friends of mine that will say, hey, you know what, you need to go to this meetup. It's got really good info. And if you're trying to build your business, it's a great way to network and meet more people. So building your community and building your relationships. Back to the tree. You have to be authentic and true with yourself. You need to know yourself. You need to know what you want, what your goals are. And they're going to shift and change every day. And, you know, some days are going to be better than others. That's just the way life is, you know. And as you go, you know, the squirrel may kick in. And you might have this dream of, oh, okay, I want to do this. And then you have this big vision at the end of the tunnel. And then you see the squirrel and go, oh my gosh, let me do that instead. That looks like it's more fun, or that looks like it'll be more profitable. And so you try that adventure. So your tree is just taking a different direction, right? And as you're taking that different direction, you're learning more about whatever that squirrel is. It could be a new job. It could be a new website. It could be a food kitchen. It could be the food bank. So whatever, you know, diverts you is going to be your new focal point, and so you're going to start learning. But does that mean that you're going to leave all your other community behind? No, you're going to take them along because you're going to go, oh my God, you know, I'm doing this new squirrel and it is so much fun. You guys should come along too. And that's where you start building your community and your relationships with people, because they're seeing you be excited. They're feeling that energy and that vibration of you going, look at this new squirrel. And as you, you know, continue down your road with your new squirrel, you're going to meet new people, but you're also going to have your new people meet your existing community. And that's how you continue to build it. Just trusting and trusting and trusting. And then there's times that you feel like you're the old kahuna sitting on the side of the road and nobody wants to know your name. That's okay, too. There's just times that you have, when you're sitting, you know, on the side of the road, it's your time to kick back, reflect, and figure out what direction you're going into next. Are you going into that same old tree branch and not expanding and just letting it be one log? Or do you look and say, I think I'll try this other squirrel, and you try a different direction so your branch grows bigger. But when you have that timeout is not a punishment. The timeout is for you to really focus, really get clear in what direction you want to go in, so that way the universe works its magic, because it does. Kekua is magnificent at working with you. And so when you're in that state of not knowing, when you sit in meditation, Kaivi and I talk about meditation every week. It's one of those tools. It's a tool for you to work with. And yes, you can meditate. So please don't tell me you can't meditate. Everyone can. If you can daydream, you can meditate. And if you say, oh, I don't daydream, if you have doodling on your paper at work or at home, you're daydreaming, because that's what doodling is. It's part of daydreaming. But when you do your prayers, That's your conversation with God. And as Kaidi has explained, and I love it that I use it all the time for a descriptor, meditation is when you get your answer, because your mind is still and you are focused in that meditation while you're praying and having that conversation with God, with Kekua, with Source. Then your mind is clear enough that you can have that conversation and come back clarity with answers. It may not make a lot of sense, but if you didn't ask for clear answers, sometimes you're not going to get clear answers. But if you will take the time to do the meditation and get clear on what it is you want focus on, you know, is it a job, is it a better relationship with your spouse, better relationship with a parent, a child, whatever it is that you want more of, when you ask and then just be still and in that clarity, you'll start getting options that come up and pop up and pictures and images. And all of that will help strengthen you to know what direction you're going in to build your community. You know, building community and building relationships sounds really difficult, but it's not. When you know that you're in service and you're in alignment with what your purpose is, a lot of us don't know what our purpose is. And that's where that meditation and clarity. Thank you, Bobo, for that clarity. I just asked her to be good before we started the show. That's my blue and gold parrot. But when we need clarity, we need to, as my Auntie Val would say, shut the mouth and listen. So we're getting the clarity from Kekua. And sometimes the answers are maybe not what we want to hear, but we know that we to go through that path. And when we come out on the other side, it's be a lot better than we expected. But, you know, we all have these humps, little hump, road humps that we have to go over and go through. And when we're building community, you know, our energy-wise sometimes is not a mesh with another person. So we know, you know, on the metaphysical and holistic world, we know that if there's an energy that we're not cohesive with, it's because of something that we need to work on within ourselves. And sometimes as I describe it, our non-spiritual or non-metaphysical friends, they will say, well, I don't know how come I don't get along with that person, but I just don't, and I get along with everybody. And it's not a bad thing. It's just they don't understand. There's something inside of that other person that's triggering them. So we have to help them maybe not figure it out, but share with them, hey, well, you know, in my experience, when I've had this happen to me, this is what happens, you know. And so when we start sharing, then they get an understanding of, oh, well, maybe that's what's going on, or that's how I feel, or that's what's going on with me. You know, and there's just a bunch of different steps that somebody that's on a more spiritual path can share with those that haven't awakened yet. And that's part of building community. There is no right or wrong way to do it. There's only, you know, doing our best. Just received a message from Kaidi that he's, thank you for the prayers. So I just want everybody to realize that if you're on a spiritually awakened path, you cannot be a spiritual snob and ignore those that have not awakened yet, because that may not be their journey to awaken on this, in this reincarnation. Their journey may be for them to stay in their three-dimensional life. But we can help them make it easier by giving them suggestions and tools that we use to make our lives easier and more comfortable. And that's part of building community. Everyone shares the manal. I think of it more as a potluck. Yes, again with the food. But we all have, you know, different versions of rice. Let me just use rice. But, you know, if I have a pot of rice and Kaidi has a pot of rice and my friend Fran and Barb and everybody else that comes to our show every week, you know, we all just put it out there to try it. Hey, you know, somebody made biscotti, jasmine, Texas rice, brown rice, wild rice, you know, Cajun rice. But it's all different, you know. And because it's all different rice, we're all sharing and learning about different rice. So it's the same thing. It's the difference within us that helps shift and grow us as a person and us as the community. And when you go ahead and take the chance on yourself that you have purpose and that you know that this is what you're supposed to be doing, and you start sharing your message, because not everybody can relate to Dr. Dyer or Abraham Hicks or Doreen Virtue, but they may relate to you because you seem like a normal person or what they consider as normal. So do not sell yourself short. Your message is equally as important as the big names, Grant Cardone, Shailene Johnson, Tony Robbins, Robert Kiyosaki. If you've managed to live a spiritual, holistic life and also been a smart business person, that's using the left and the right side of your brain, not just limiting yourself to one side. Because if we were only supposed to have one side of the brain, we would have only been born with one side of the brain. But people, in times people look at big name people, even Donald Trump, you know, he had real estate stuff going on years back. They look at it and go, oh, that's just a scam. You know, they're just trying to get your money. What are you thinking giving? But if you manage to learn something and take away something from that, great. But not everybody's going to resonate or relate to them, but they will relate to you because they see you as a normal next-door neighbor or a friend or a relative, and they will listen to you, to what you have to share. And again, like I said, it has to do with being clear on what your message is, being authentic with yourself, sharing with yourself what it is that you want to do. And yeah, most of us don't know. I had a conversation with a dear friend just a little bit ago, and she stated with me, oh, I did a session yesterday and wasn't really sure, you know, how it went. She was second-guessing herself. And I know this girl. She is a magnificent healer. And Kerkua is not going to let you use your gift with the intention of hurting anybody and without them receiving a benefit. And I know that, and she knows that. But we, you know, she and I both second guess, well, you know, was it a good session? You know, are we doing our... But when we know that we're not an ego and we're doing the work, everybody gets something from the experience. But we tend to believe that we're not having that positive effect on a person, or our gift is not working. And our gift works all the time. So I'm really grateful that I am a healer and a gifted empath. That's, you know, that is my awakening gift from spirit. I have been so blessed in the last 6 months to get a lot of clarity on what I do to help other people. And the phrase that has been coming to me has been, oh, when I talk to you, I am so calm. And I was talking with one of my friends yesterday and told him, I have no clue where this calm is coming from because I don't see myself as calm. And he and I were talking about the Hawaiian word for calm, malia, malia. And because Hawaiians divided calm into two different categories. There is the calm and as the state of being, and then there's the protection. And when I was talking with him, I was like, what do you mean the protection? That doesn't make any sense to me. And he goes, you know, there's a person that is feeling calm, which is the state of being. And I said, yes, I get that. And then there's the person that offers the calm, so that way the person can have the state of being. And the person that's offering the calm is the protection. And I go, so it's like an umbrella. And he goes, yeah. I go, because the umbrella protects the person from the rain. And so, and he goes, yeah. So the word for that kind of peace is the protection of peace would be malu, or calm. And I thought, well, that's really interesting. And part of the reason why I went to him was because I wanted to get that Hawaiian connection again for, you know, why am I not feeling like I'm calm and peaceful? However, my clients and people I interact with have that state of being calm when they're in my presence. And I told him, I said, I'd like to jump out of my own skin so I could be with me and have that state of presence of being calm. And he started cracking up. He goes, but that's part of your job, is to be the protector so they can have the state of being calm. And I'm like, okay, so what does that have to do with building community? If you're living in a stressful environment, where is your place to go to get quiet, to get calm? Do you have somebody to talk to? That's where it comes into your community. If you know someone that can make you, help you relieve stress, help you reduce anxiety, that would be your calm. So that's part of that building your community, because nothing is actually outside of us. It's all within us. How much stress can we handle is how much stress we allow into our lives. And then we need people to remind us to get back to the state of being, to that balance, to be in what we call our zone, whether it be happiness or high profile stress, anxiety driven, to be at the top of my game for landing the deals, closing the deals, whatever that may be. But then there's times when you're on that high end, very stressful, that your body's going to say, hey, Brada, slow down. You're going too fast. And you need to find someone to help you learn how to manage the stress, because it's your kuleana, your responsibility, and that's where your community comes in. You're not, you know, you're not a ship in the sea by yourself. You have people around you to help you. And when you acknowledge that all of us have purpose, even, you know, if you're in that corporate America world, which is a fantastic world, it is, and you decide that you need to find some peace and relaxation, you might, you know, go to the gym, but that may not work for you. You might go to yoga person, which is definitely out of your box, because what do they do at yoga? We breathe, we do meditation, we do stretching, we focus on the body. And that breathing and meditation causes you to focus on the what? On the inner. And so When you focus on the inner, that influences the outer. So you have to take the time to nurture yourself. So light workers, holistic people, meditation people, when you look at your counterpart in the business suit that is working to their fingers to the bone, then, you know, remind yourself, hey, when you see them and they're having a tough day, send them a little note saying, hey, remember to breathe. Going to be okay. It's not that bad. You can handle this. You know, send them that positive motivation. Corporate America people, when you're having those anxiety issues, look for your spiritual friends. They're going to be up there to back up your play. They're going to help you, help yourself figure out where it is you want to go, what you want to do. And you'd be amazed at how many of your friends truly are spiritual or holistic or metaphysical or light worker or woo-woo, whatever term you want to label them. But we interact with each other. You know, sometimes we go to the massage therapist. I'd say about 90% of the massage therapists also carry some kind of a light worker certification, either in Reiki, energy healing. I'm trying to think of a few other energy modalities. Theta healing, NLP, EFT. And, you know, a lot of those are all recognized in businesses. I know I just started following Grant Cardone on Periscope, and he talks very similar stuff about light workers and law of attraction. So it's not hokey stuff, you guys. It works, you know. And so there is a balance between both worlds. And the more we awaken and open up everybody's way of thinking, you know, 70 years ago, we didn't have much conversation about homosexuals and LGBT lifestyle. But now it's common. You know, it's not that big a deal because we're choosing to be open and honest and embracing each other's authenticity and originality and differences. And by doing so, what do we do? We improve the quality of our life, because we're learning to love unconditionally. We're looking at other people with a big heart. And by doing such, we're building community. So think of the bigger picture when you're going through your day, you know, through your day-to-day activities. Going to be people that will disappoint you. There are going to be people that you believe you're helping, but you're actually enabling. There are going to be people. Thank you, Bobo. There are going to be people that you continue to help and you don't see any light at the end of the tunnel. So there's going to be some of that discernment that we talked about last week and the week before, and perspective. You're going to have to learn to look and check that energy and discern, am I truly helping this person, or am I enabling them and they're not going to get ahead or get better? Because there is a fine line between helping and enabling. And the easiest test that I've found for myself is to put your hand over your heart and ask the question, am I helping them or am I enabling them? You'll be amazed at what your body responds when you ask the questions. So that's one of my favorite tools to use to make sure, because I was the best enabler on the planet. If somebody said, oh my goodness, I need diapers and I don't have any money until next payday, but they managed to buy, you know, a couple of cases of beer, a little weed, a steak dinner, but didn't take care of their family. And I, oh my goodness, but I wouldn't ask all those other questions. Well, what did you do with your money? Because that wasn't me. My thing was like, oh, what size diapers do you need for your baby? Do you need baby wipes? Do you have food? I would go and jump into the enable mode. And when I was taught that lesson of being a helper or an enabler, my friend told me, you're going to make their lesson worse. As every time you enable them, Source is going to say, well, they didn't learn the lesson this time. What do I have to do to make them get it the next time? And so the next time they come to a situation that they need money for essentials, it's going to be bigger and worse than diapers. And so I just learned to start asking, am I enabling or am I truly helping? And when I discovered what an enabler I was, I felt bad because I was impacting other people's lives, I thought positively, but actually negatively, because they weren't figuring out how to live their life better because they were allowing me to their problems, and they weren't being solved. They were continually mismanaging their money, and they did get to a point where when they called me, there was not enough money in my bank account to help them out of the situation. So definitely check yourself. Check and see if you are enabling or if you are helping. And there is a difference. You guys will figure it out for sure. Hand over the heart's the easiest one for me because it's soul talking to soul. But we still want to build community. We don't want to take the attitude of, oh, well, I helped people in the past and I just got burned and I got screwed. Even though I've had that experience, I'm still right there on the home front when somebody needs a helping hand. When I see a Facebook person, one of my friends in trouble per se, I have a beautiful gift of reading between the lines. They may write something, but their energy behind their typing will tell me what's really bothering them. And I will send them a message and say, hey, is everything all right? Do you need to chat? And, just sometimes just being able to have that conversation with another person, a complete stranger, because I have lots of friends on my Facebook page that I do not know in person. I know them because they're friends of friends on Facebook. But one of my gifts is to read between the lines. And when I feel that vibration and that energy is not a happy one, I will send them a message. Hey, is everything okay? Is there anything I can do? Here's my number. Feel free to call me anytime. I answer my phone 24 hours a day. I will get back to, oh my God, thank you so much. I didn't realize that anybody read my post and realized that there was something wrong. And I said, well, I didn't think that there was anything particularly wrong. I was just wanting to check in on you, check your energy vibration was a little low. And that's part of how I build my community. I know that I'm not enabling, but I also want to know that they're okay. I want to check on them and see how their vibration is. So whatever your gift is, then that's what you need to work on. And if you don't know what it is, that's okay. It will come to you. There's people that will say, oh, I like helping people. And to what degree? And we all have what we're willing to do and what we're willing to help with. For example, I've been involved here in the Dallas-Fort Worth community for a number of years with the metaphysical and spiritual, but I've also, in the last year and a half, been learning a lot more about business, how to do a better job of creating my business, and learning things on social media, such as Periscope and Twitter and Blab, and I love all of those formats as well. And I've been sharing them with my lightworker friends because I firmly believe that we need more of that loving, positive energy message to get out. So I've taken time out to learn how to effectively market on Periscope and get your word out and share with others different ways to do things. And we all have a message. We all have a song inside of us that needs to get out. So, you know, take one step, start writing down what it is you like doing, what it is you like sharing with people. And when you do that, then, you know, you start figuring out, well, how can I get my message out? You know, do I need to get it out to people in schools, you know, to kids? Do I need to get it out to parents? Do I just need to get it out to people in my community? So you just start networking and working with people in groups like the meetup.com. You join Rotary Club. There's different cultural clubs even, especially here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. You know, there's such a broad community of ethnicities. There's a lot of people here from Polynesia. There's, of course, the Hispanic community, the Latin community, and we've got people from the Middle East, from India, Native Americans. So there's always something going on. And, you know, if you go to an event, you can figure out, oh, wow, you know, I can help you guys do that. You know, if you're really good on computers and know how to build websites, there's tons of people wanting a website built, and they want it done to where it's easy for them to access. You know, there's a lot of web companies that charge, you know, handsomely for what they do because they do an awesome job. And some of those companies, you have to submit your information to them. I have friends that are like, but I want to be able to change my website in an instant if I need to. So you need to find somebody that can work with you that way. And there's people that need help with social media. There's people that need help with bookkeeping and trash collections and writing letters for businesses and grant writing and all those kind of things. So see, we all have purpose and we all do different things. And that's part of that community building. I have a girlfriend that I just met 2 weeks ago. Her name is Rachel Patterson, and her website is yogabyrachel.com. And she is having an event November 22nd here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It is a fundraiser for the North Texas Food Bank. And this event, it's a free event, and all the donations and all the proceeds go to the North Texas Food Bank. She'll have yoga classes and different light workers that I know are participating. And this is a great event because she's helping build community by not letting people go hungry. No one should go hungry, period. That's been my motto this month. There's plenty of food. Granted, I prefer non-GMO, organic, healthy food. And she is building community towards having a non-GMO healthy lifestyle. But this is her first annual event, and it's called the Day of Giving Thanks, I believe is what it's called. And we can participate. All of us can participate. You can take canned goods, dried goods to the food bank or donate money to the food bank in the event's honor. But if you're not in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, what can you do? Well, you can get online and donate money to the North Texas Food Bank. We'll be grateful. But you can donate to your local food bank or your local church pantry or, you know, a lot of times grocery stores will have events where, you know, please buy the prepackaged package and you just donate. There's no reason why anyone in America should go hungry. Yes, I know the pitfalls of drug use and people, Aloha Guest 617 and Run Right, you know, of people using their EBT and their benefits for other things other than buying their children food. Okay, that said, there's still no reason why a child should go hungry. I grew up in a time, it was semi-leave it to beaver. Everybody knew each other. We all knew our neighbors. And we ate at our neighbor's house. The neighbor kids ate at our house. We had community potlucks. I've lived on base, off base. So the environment was conducive. We always knew all our neighbors. We knew that if somebody was chasing us, which houses we could go to because they were safe houses for us to go to. There was a couple of times I got caught in a thunderstorm on the way home from school because I didn't go home straight home. I did badly, and it would be so bad that I saw where the helping hand, back then it was called the helping hand, and you put it in your window and you just knocked on the door and you'd tell them, "Hi, can I just come in for a minute because this thunderstorm's really scaring me?" And they let me in. You know, I was maybe about 10 or 11 years old. But, you know, we have to take responsibility for knowing who our neighbors are and getting involved, you know, saying, "Hey, you know, I'm having a barbecue. Come on over." To know your neighbors, that's part of building your community. It's working. Oh, aloha. Hola, I'm in DFW. What's up? I missed it. That was from Ren Wright. Oh, I'm just talking about building community and building relationships is what today's topic is about. And I've been all over the place with it, starting with growing trees and buffets and potlucks. I love talking about food. It's one of my favorite things to do is to cook and to eat. And so when we're building communities, we just have to think about what we like, what we'd like to share, how we would like people to recognize us, and, you know, and also to recognize them. You know, namaste, I see the light in you that shines so brightly, you know. So that's the same thing, you know. You want to build your community around people that are going to honor you, and that's because you're going to turn around and honor them. Had to take a breather break there. So in closing, because I've managed to talk through the whole show, yay, I want you guys to think about what your gift is. You know, if you're working in corporate America and you love what you're doing, you love your career, your job, and you're good at it, that's awesome. What can you do to help build the community outside of what you're doing in corporate America? Can you mentor a child? Can you mentor several children in doing what you do? When you get bogged down with the pressures of your everyday job, do you know where you can turn to get some relief and to get a better understanding of how to help yourself? If you don't have a holistic or a spiritual friend, then you need to get some. So start with yoga studio, massage therapist. There's several avenues throughout the U.S. and worldwide, actually, to find people that can help you to learn a new discipline to add to your repertoire of corporate America. Breathing, I cannot even begin to explain, but breathing is the biggest thing. We're taught not how to breathe properly. We're taught to breathe backwards, so we don't have enough air or oxygen vitalizing our body. So if you're in corporate America, you know, find you a holistic friend to help you improve the quality of your life by just basic things. Breathing, realizing that you have the power within you to change your life for the better. Okay, so if you're in the holistic community and, you know, are very comfortable, you're a practitioner, you know what you're doing, awesome. You need corporate America friends. They have problems, just like you have problems. Holistic people, you know, we get caught in that dilemma of charging. Oh, you know, it's a gift. Well, the electric company doesn't care. They just want their money. You know, and of course, unless you're off the grid doing solar, which very few people are that live in town, then you've got to be able to pay your bills. Corporate America, they, you know, they have money. So, you know, it's a symbiotic relationship. And we both, you know, we both need each other. We both need each other. And so we have to build our relationship on our strengths of what we can offer one another, how we can help each other. So in closing, I just want everyone to go out and make new friends. Build your community. Learn something new this week. You know, or this, not only this week, every day. You should be learning something new every day. You should be learning and connecting with new people every day. We are not meant to be alone. I want to thank each and every one of you for this wonderful hour that I was able to share my mana'al with you. I'm praying that Kaivi will be with us next week. He's had to be out today. He had an appointment. So thank you guys so much for taking your time out of your schedule to join me and to share with me about building community. If you would like to get in touch with us through the show, our email address is hightime.com is the website. The email is hightime@gmail.com. If you would like to get in touch with me, Crystal Kia Paul, my website is alohacrystal.com. My email is crystal@alohacrystal.com. And you can also find me on Twitter and Periscope @alohacrystal. To get in touch with Kaivi, his website is ho'olafoundation.com. That is HOOLA foundation.com. His email is ho'olafoundation@gmail.com. We're blessed for doing this radio show, and we're blessed for each and every one of you. Go out there and build community and make this environment and this earth better by being productive and accepting and loving of each other and seeing the beautiful gifts that everyone has to offer us. Aloha, a hui ho, and malama pono.